without actually telling me who you're going to vote for. I would love to understand what the qualities are that you're looking for in the next president.
Well, first and foremost, pro-life. Pro-life on everything. All across the ticket. Honesty. I'm not too fond of the debates that I've seen where they run each other down and they're always cutting each other up, and all the commercials of the, they're so phony. It seems phony to me. I come from an old school. I believe in old basics, a handshake and all that. But so I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I really don't. I'm going to vote, but I just don't know yet. And we're getting pretty dang close, aren't we? Getting close to time, so.
Well, actually, you bring up an interesting point, Kenny. The last couple weeks, there's been a lot of interesting developments in the campaigns, primarily the William Ayers stuff, the Acorn stuff, as well as even the Colin Powell endorsement this weekend. So there's been a lot of last-minute positioning. And so I'd like to understand, has any of that had an impact on you?
Not really, Julie, because I don't watch much TV, and I don't know, I've heard these guys' names and that you're talking about, but I really don't know a whole lot about politicians. You know, I really don't. I don't keep up with it. And so I'm not going to be much help to you in that respect.
It's okay.
Of course I've heard of Colin Powell, and he was, what was he, a general or something? And who else?
Well, there's been some controversies about some people that Obama was involved with early on in his career. And so there's just been a lot of mudslinging and forth recently.
I get tired of that, don't you?
I do. So, as you face the last 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today, actually, is the election, will you go about making your decision?
Well, when it gets a little closer to the wire, I'll start paying a little more attention. I'll start checking all these guys out that I'm going to vote for. I know that's probably not the way to do it, but that's the way I'm going to do it this time.
If you could tell the future administration, whoever it's going to be, if you could say one thing to them about what you need, what's important to you, what would it be?
Well, no. I really don't know, Judy. I'd like to see somehow stop the high prices of gas, all this energy stuff. I'd like to see the development of more windmills, the wind generators, and the solar, especially, and sun, of course, solar. I'd like to see a lot of that.
Alternative energy.
Sure, yeah, and we got to get away from that imported oil. Mm-hmm. That's killing us.
And how do you feel about the healthcare situation in the United States?
It's terrible, but what are you going to do? What do they do in Canada? They've got a deal there, but I've heard that, they pay for it, government does. But when you got something wrong, you got to wait. You know, if you go to the hospital, you got to wait 6 or 8 months to get scheduled to get anything done. So if our system was like that, I don't think I'd care for that either. So I think people ought to be smart enough to kind of sit back and save for themselves. We're going to have to quit. We can't depend on our government, you know. I always heard that the people were supposed to run the government, not the government run the people. And that's the way it used to be. And it's the way it ought to be again.
So Kenny is an independent business owner. And do you have any specific challenges as you try to grow your business here in Henrietta that you would like the government to make things a little bit easier or facilitate for you?
Well, not really. My main issue out there where we're at on our ranch, we've got oil and gas production there, which we do not own any of the minerals. But we're having, we have some trouble with the oil people. maintaining roads and things like that. But I know that's not governmental. But I get pretty hot under the collar over stuff like that. And they're making all this money, you know, so much a barrel and so much a cubic foot on that natural gas. And we've had a lot of rain this year. And them roads, I live on a hill. And from one end of our place, it's about 2 miles long. It's 900 acres. And there's a road from one end to the other, from east to west, and it's all downhill. And that oil field road is so washed out, you can dang near turn a truck up over, going up through there, and they won't fix it. I've got on to them about it several times, but, you know, they could buy me a brand new bulldozer and say, here, Kenny, keep the road straight, because I know they can afford it, all the money they've made, but they won't. That just makes me mad.
It's an interesting point, because it seems like one of the prevailing theories in the last 20 years has been that if the large corporations do well, then everything will do well. That it will kind of, has that been your experience here?
No. Definitely not. Not to me, it hasn't. Okay. They haven't shared any of it with me.
Well. I am delighted to have gotten a chance to talk to you as a former rodeoer and rancher and business owner here, right here in Henrietta. It's been my pleasure. So thank you so much for taking the time with me today.
You're welcome, Julie.